Regular City Council meeting, December 3rd, 2013.
Would you call the council, please?
Council President Cardoza.
Here.
Councilmember Hoyland.
Here.
Councilmember Buben Vanderhaar.
Here.
Councilmember Steer.
Here.
Mayor Nelson.
Here. Thank you. And I see Pastor Stan Johnson is here. Would you lead us in the invocation, please?
Mayor, Council, let's pray. Lord, thanks again for a wonderful night. Thank you again for our leadership over the city. I pray for your guidance and decisions they make. We just pray for your blessing upon our town. And I just thank you for it. Thank you for the freedoms we have. Again, pray for our police officers and firefighters. Thank you again for what they do to keep us safe. And I ask your blessing on the rest of this night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Can you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Coming back.
The first item of business is the consent agenda. Are there any...
We need to amend the agenda a few.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Mayor, I would move that we amend the agenda. On the consent agenda, item 1C1, new alcohol license for Ridley's Food Corporation, and item 5D, resolution R53-2013, change of water right ownership.
Second.
It's been moved and second. We amend the agenda to include 1C1 and 5D. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. Now we'll move to the consent agenda. Are there any additions or corrections?
Mayor, if I may.
Yes.
On page 12, the New York Irrigation District, there's an amount there of $2,400.48. Last year we got a bill and it went through, and then we had some questions thereafter. This year, those questions that I have not been answered by New York Irrigation District's attorney. I've been corresponding. So I would ask that in the motion to approve the consent agenda, it just be noted that amount is obviously not to exceed the $2,448, but it may be less than that. And then we can just go ahead and get that paid, because it should be due on or before December 20th. So I don't think that the next hearing will have enough time, but I'm guessing that in the next week or so, I'll have that figured out. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any other additions or corrections or questions?
Mayor, I just have one. It's actually directed at Troy. On page 4 of 7 of the minutes, November 19th, you were going to look into the property that was south of the new Wrigley's about the buffer.
Actually, at this time, I have nothing to report. I haven't found anything definitive either way, but I would be certainly happy to return and report next time.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Any other questions? And you entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda with not to exceed that sum for the New York Irrigation District.
Mr. Mayor, I would move we approve the consent agenda and the $2,400.48 for the New York Irrigation District. That amount is not to exceed that, but could be less.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. Okay, next item. Okay, the under old business, 2014 CUNA Days firework donation discussion. and I don't know who is going to lead that, or is it just a discussion amongst the council?
Actually, I think John was asked to see if there was any other funding available, and I don't know if everybody got that email from him today.
It's in the slide, too.
So it kind of showed some grants and stuff that were budgeted for, but it didn't appear that any of those are at a point where we can decide whether or not that's extra money.
Yeah, I had asked John last time if we could get a report back on these so that we would know if we had any additional funds that we had already planned to spend but wouldn't be spending, so that we wouldn't have to dip into reserves. And it sounds like the response is not yet. We don't have responses yet on the grants.
Yeah, the there is no additional money as of now, but later there could be. But so as of right now, we really don't have from the grant deal in excess.
My position at this point would be, I know communities asked for was it, I think, $10,000 for the fireworks. We did designate $5,000, which is already double what we have done in past years. And my, I think my preference would be at this point to stick with the five, and to the extent any of these grants come through, I know it would be past the January 1st time period where you could get more for your money. But I think I'd feel more comfortable if we held off a little bit and waited to see if any additional funding became available, and also what kind of fundraising the communities folks are able to do, so we can kind of see what the status of it is in a couple more months.
Okay. Other ideas or
preferences?
Discussion?
I think that's kind of it, where we haven't decided if there's anything else available, so that would also be my preference.
Mayor, I believe we have $200,000, I think, in the contingency fund. It's earmarked as a general fund. This being the 150th year, I would really like to see Puna Days to be exceptional. I don't know if I would have any problem if we were to take a another thousand or two out of the contingency fund and use it for the CUNA days.
Doug?
I gotta agree with Rich, but I can go either way.
Okay, it seems as though we have two that would give up to $2,000 more. What's the feeling on this side? Would you be willing to compromise some?
I just personally have angst about, you know, we set aside, we have contingency funds that are supposed to be more for emergency purposes, and for me personally, if we've set a budget, I think it's important to stick with it, and so to the extent we can find another place in the budget where we can finagle some money, which that's why I was looking at these grants, then I would be, it would make me feel more comfortable to give money that way instead of starting to dip into our emergency reserves. So that's just, it's not that I'm saying, no, we shouldn't give them any more money. It's just, let's wait until these grants come through so then we know we have that fundage freed up.
So if we were to kind of guarantee within our own minds that if there was some leftover from the grants, we'd reimburse whatever we took from the contingency fund, would that make you feel somewhat better?
Somewhat, but we're still spending money we don't have.
Joe?
You know, I have no problem, I guess, with padding that up a couple $1,000 to make things better. I completely agree with Brianna that it's not a good thing to pull things from a contingency fund, but 150 years only comes around once in a great while, so I think I would be willing to do that.
Matter of fact, unless we get all these other projects done, we may have to just all stand up there and watch Lloyd put his fireworks up. That'll have to be the big thing. So we'd entertain a motion then to add 1,000 or 2,000, whatever you'd like.
I make a motion that we add another 2,000 from the contingency fund to CUNA days to be used for the fireworks, making a total of $7,000, with the understanding that any grant that we would receive for the fireworks would replenish the contingency fund.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor? Do I have to poll the council on that one, Richard?
You might want to. Yes.
Okay. Would you poll the council, please?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Council Member Hoyland?
Yes.
Council Member Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Council Member Steer?
Yes.
All right. The 2014 fireworks fund has been increased to $7,000. All right. We have a...
Mr. Mayor,
yes.
Do we have to do anything? We have to have them that money right away. Do we have to do anything special to make that check, or by making this motion, we approve that expenditure?
Yeah, you've approved it, so John will take care of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, next item of business then is public hearings. Boise Project Board of Control. Travis Jeffers sent that. Let's see. This is the one that you brought and nobody signed up for. Hey, Travis, the floor is yours.
All right, good evening. Tonight's request is brought by Boise Project Board of Control. They're asking to rezone their parcel, approximately 1.4 acres, located at the northwest corner of North School Road and West Avalon Street, across from City Hall. The parcel is currently within the city limits. It's currently zoned R6, medium low density residential. They are proposing to change the zoning to C1 neighbor business district to better suit the existing use and to complement other surrounding uses. Boise Project was created in 1926 and has used this location since that time. The overall land use will remain the same. They are not proposing any additional changes at this time. The site currently has 5 existing buildings, 2 office buildings, 2 accessory storage buildings, and 1 residence, if I'm...
Is that correct?
Okay. Staff has concluded the land use was given proper notice in the CUNA Melbourne News and the property itself. They held the necessary neighborhood meeting and followed the requirements set forth in CUNA City Code and Idaho Code. The application complies with the direction of the CUNA Comprehensive Plan and the future land use map. And we forward a recommendation of approval subject to the recommended conditions of approval in the staff report. Are there any questions?
Questions or comments? Yeah.
Do they own that property across the street there, across the Wahee Street? I mean, it doesn't look like it's included in this request, but...
Not to my knowledge.
Or do they just store stuff?
Back property.
Across Hawaii Street?
On the back side of the window.
Right, right.
I believe that's part of our property as well.
Okay. I just wondered, it didn't look like it was part of the request, but...
I think it's a separate lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Just curious, not that it matters anymore.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, this time we'll open up the comments for the public hearing. No one has signed up to testify. Did everybody see that? And if you didn't, we would acknowledge you now if you would prefer to give some testimony on this rezone. Okay, seeing no one jump up and want to address the council, we will close the hearing, and we'll, the Boise Project Board of Control request for rezone is rightfully before the council.
Mr. Mayor, based on the facts outlined in the staff's report, I would move that we approve case number 13-02-ZC, rezone request by Boise Project Board of Control with the conditions of approval listed in our packets.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say no. Motion carried. The this will be published in the Keener paper and will become law. All right, moving on. New business, resolution R52, 2013, water right. Richard Brooks.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. As you can see on page 3 of 3 in the resolution, describes this water right and what the city's intending to do. The city has a water right that it obtained that has 18 CFS with 5 points of diversion. The proposal is to add 2 additional points of diversion, one to give well number 9 its own water right, and then well number 11, which would be a new well, a water right for that, which is at the Butler subdivision, which ties in with Mr. Law's memorandum number 1, test well number 11. That would be the water right there. So it's not increasing the CFS, it's just creating 2 additional points of diversion. The resolution is just the acknowledgement that Mr. Law is going to sign that and will be submitted to the Department of Water Resources. I'll stand for questions.
Okay, are there questions?
No.
Thank you. Would this be subject to protest?
It is. This Thursday, I've scheduled at 6 p.m. a meeting and sent out notices to the protestants who protested the water right originally, and then the new property owners, giving them heads up and then answering any questions with the hope that they understand that we're just shifting some points of, adding points of diversion, not increasing the flow, and hopefully avoid that, versus them just getting a letter from the department that says you have a right for $25 to protest this, which, you know, then slows things down. So hopefully that alleviates that and answers any questions.
Okay. Further questions of Richard? Okay, thank you. All right, we have resolution number R52, 2013, a resolution of the City of Keene, Idaho, authorizing the city engineer to execute the application for amendment of a permit with the Idaho Department of Water Resources to amend permit number 63-31741 to permit 2 additional points of diversion. This resolution is rightfully before the council.
Move we approve resolution number R52-2013.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. We approve resolution R52-2013. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. Okay, B is 2014 project report.
Mr. Mayor, that item is only included for the information of council. Okay. If they have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay, are there any questions?
Mayor, if
yes.
I could have the floor. Gordon, on the project Greenbelt East, I've been approached to see if we could provide PI to the homes along there, which would be north of the green belt there. Since we're running PI out there, would it be possible for the homes along there to be hooked on to the PI?
Mr. Mayor, yes. Our intent is to make that PI available to anybody that's willing to come through the front door to the extent that we can. The issue that's facing us is trying to pound our way through the rock, and that may adjust our decisions as we go along, depending how we deal with that.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Any other questions on 2014 project report? Okay, proceeding on. Review comprehensive plan amendment, section 6.0 land use. Wendy?
This will be the same, excuse me, as it has been in the past two meetings. Just need comments, edits.
Can I have a copy again, though?
Yep, I sure can.
I think I actually already have it in one of them, also I'll just cut it out of that and finish. Does that work?
It does work. Okay.
I like the white water tower with the K on it.
Hey, you noticed, thank you. It took me like 3/4 of a day, but I got it.
Clearly time well spent.
It just adds amount of class to it.
It's even to scale.
It is.
Okay, are there any questions? This is just a review again, isn't
That's
it?
That's correct.
Yeah.
It's looking very good.
Great. Yeah. Thank you.
With the K on the tower, it just says Q. <Yeah. laughs>
I love that you spent time doing that. You do listen.
All right, Wendy, thank you very much. And I think that ends our...
We got one more new one up there.
Oh, okay. I probably have it here. Okay. We have resolution number R53-2013, a resolution of the City of Kunai authorizing the city engineer to execute the notice of change in water right ownership with the Idaho Department of Water Resources to amend permit number 63309 and permit number 6310228 to change the owner from Trailbridge LLC to the City of Kunai.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. This resolution before you now is, as explained, a resolution to sign the ownership transfer on the Trailbridge. This is the property south of town that was Falco Catena that was in the LID. We've got the judgment foreclosing that and quieting title, and now the water right, which is 2.5 CFS, needs to be transferred from Trailbridge over to the City of Kunai. In anticipation of a sale of that property, perhaps either at auction or somewhere down the road, to satisfy that LID lien. I'll stand for any questions.
Okay, it's just routine.
Yes.
Yeah. Any questions? Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I'd move we approve resolution number R53-2013.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. And I think that ends the formal agenda. I have a couple items that I would like to discuss with you. One of the things, there has not been an adjustment on the sewer or water system since 2007. And, you know, this city is a great living example of not putting money away to take care of corrections and whatever that might be needed. Yeah. And before we spent everything in this city came from the water system. And when it broke down, we didn't have any money to repair it, what have you. So we are now at the point where I think we should consider adjusting, at least with the cost of living. And if we were to do that in the sewer and water, I think it comes to a total of 50 cents.
Wow.
So if we wanted to at least alert you that we're considering that, and the, it just makes good business sense. The other thing that I've asked the engineer to do is try to bring that building permit down some. Try to make an adjustment. So he's working on that. In a few weeks, we'll be bringing at least his recommendations on how we adjust that. We'd like to at least get down around where Eagle is. You know, the we're just too high in the permit system. And then I will be attending the Gateway West subdivision, our subcommittee. And that starts this Thursday, and there'll be at least four meetings. We have a number of people that I know. There's environmentalists, of course, on it and what have you. And so we're going to try to reach a route consensus for both 8 and 9. That's the part through CUNA and the part through Mel. So we'll be working on that. And then at 1 o'clock tomorrow is when the consultant, that firm, will be here presenting what it will cost to have them. And so you're invited to that committee. We'll have the committee here, and I think Joe always comes to that if he can, anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the announcements I wanted to give.
I have one thing.
Okay.
I know we had an email about what we wanted to do with the either Chamber gift certificates, yeah, or the Paul's things that we normally do. So I just wanted to make sure we, to the extent we still need a decision on that, that we do that so we can make sure we get those out in a timely manner for employees.
Yes. I think everybody got the email on that. And so
Rich is shaking his head.
I didn't get one. It was a while back.
It was a discussion about, it was bringing to our attention that if we do the $20 gift certificate that's good at basically any CUNA business, that that's reportable by the city as additional income. So they would pay, employees would pay taxes on an additional $20. And in theory, that's, well, the city doesn't report it if it's just a turkey or whatever. And so would we be interested in, just we need to decide, yeah, which one we wanted to do.
Yeah.
What do you call that? Chamber?
Chamber checks.
Chamber checks.
It's catchy, huh?
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Alliterative.
Anyway, if it's, after you all kind of think about it, it's got to be on the agenda, and so we'll put it on the agenda for next.
Is that still going
to
be enough time?
Because that'll be enough time to get it out to them so they can utilize it for Christmas. Okay, any other discussion items?
I have a question.
Okay.
If you're talk about the increased water rates, is that 50 cents per thousand? Is that what's the 50 cents? 50 cents per resident?
Month.
A month.
Per month?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I can afford that. Right? Yeah. Good per thousand. I use a lot of water.
Yeah. We kind of went over that today and look at the average bill, and it would raise it 50 cents. So.
Since I have my calendar open, is the auction next time at, did we say 5:30 or at 6?
6 p.m.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I thought we changed it, but I just wasn't sure.
Okay, and then you wanted to go into executive session?
Please, just for a couple minutes.
I move we adjourn to executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 67-2345F for the purpose of discussing pending litigation.
Second.
It's been moved and second. All in favor say, well, no.
Poll.
You've got to poll the council.
Yes.
Councilmember Hoyland?
Yes.
Councilmember Bubin von der Haar?
Yes.
Councilmember Steer?
Yes.
Council will now be going into executive session. Thank you all for coming. Appreciate it.